Hi, and welcome. I'm the Reverend Meredith Hefner from St. James in Potomac, Maryland, and I'm glad you've joined us for worship today as we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. We begin with our call to worship and confession, found on page 79 of the Book of Common Prayer or in our service bulletin. I will give you as a light to the nations that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. We continue now with the Veniti. It's found on page 82 of the Book of Common Prayer. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. I invite you now to join me in praying Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forests bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying glory. The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forevermore. The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Acts, chapter 19. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions, and he came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. Please join me in reading Canticle 16, found on page 4 of your bulletin and page 92 in your Book of Common Prayer. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our second reading is from Mark's Gospel, the first chapter, beginning in the fourth verse. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, today's the day we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. I had it all planned out in my head. I was going to preach about the meaning of our baptism, focusing specifically on what the promises we make in baptism may mean to our mission as we continue through and hopefully soon move beyond COVID. I really felt that today's readings offered us a chance to revisit what God asks of us in the baptismal covenant. But then, as we all know, the events of Wednesday occurred, and I kind of had to rethink everything, especially because it seemed as if we were on the verge of civil unrest like nothing I've experienced in my lifetime, at least. And I have to tell you, I was kind of brought to my senses that afternoon, not just by the news, but by an email that I received, an urgent email with a desperate question. The writer asked me, "Meredith, how should we pray?" Now, there was a sense in this email that praying had not been helpful for this person. They had been praying for our nation, praying for this time. And yet, on that day, everything was falling apart. The idea of shared vision and national unity seemed impossible almost. And worst of all, to this writer at least, it seemed as if God was not listening at all. The email continued. If God will not change people's will, and if people won't change on their own, what do people of God do? I know we should pray, but for what do we pray? Well, I thought about this question, about the unrest, and about baptism. And it occurred to me that when we talk about baptism, we always focus on what those baptismal vows ask of us. We focus on the things we're asked to promise to do, with God's help, of course. Things like continuing with worship and fellowship and prayer, resisting evil and sin, repenting and returning to the Lord, sharing the good news, seeking and serving Christ in all people, striving for justice and peace, respecting the dignity of every human being. I read that list in light of this past week, and it seems pretty daunting, kind of impossible, doesn't it? And yet this is what we promise to do. Even though, as I felt as if I were a failure in keeping up my end of the bargain, right? As if I wasn't very good at fulfilling my baptismal vows, it occurred to me that I'm not the only one making promises. It occurred to me that covenants take two. There are always two involved in a covenant. And in our baptismal covenant, that other is God. So I thought today maybe is the day not to look at our end of the bargain and the work that we promised to do, but to look at God's place in this covenant. And perhaps that would tell us how to pray. You know, throughout Scripture, God is a party to a number of covenants. The two that we usually think of are the ones with Abraham and the one with Moses. In God's covenant with Abraham, God promised to make Abraham the father of many nations, guiding and protecting those who obeyed the Lord. In the Mosaic covenant, God promised to care for the Israelites if they follow the Ten Commandments. In the baptismal covenant, then, what do we see God promises to us? Well, we're going to look at it together in just a few minutes, but let me just tell you where I think the key is. I think the key is right there in our vows, in those statements where we state what we believe. In stating what we believe in, we can see what God's promises to us are. Here, see what you think. The first question is this: do you believe in God, creator of heaven and earth? God, the creator, our maker. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? God incarnate, God with us, who died for us and rose for us. Do you believe? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit, who declares we belong and draws us into the church, the communion of saints, forgiving our sins and promising resurrection of the body and life everlasting? Do you believe? If we believe, when I look at these things, what I see we're promised in essence is something so simple and yet so powerful. And it's simply this, that God is with us. And not just with us, but creating and forgiving and redeeming and sanctifying, guiding us and offering us the opportunity through every event in our lives, even when we are not aware. We're offered this opportunity to be reminded that we are loved, that we belong, and that we are not alone. And so back to that question. For what do we pray at times like these, or any time when our foundation is shaken? Well, I'd suggest that we pray into our baptismal covenant. And that when we do that, we remember that through our baptism, in our belief, we are adopted as Christ's own forever. God is with us, leading and guiding and comforting, promising new life, especially in times like these. That's what we hold on to. That's what we pray into. That's what we're promised, and that's what we trust. Thanks be to God. And now turning to page 304 of the Book of Common Prayer, or page 6 of our service bulletin, let us renew our own baptismal covenant. I will join in the responses with you. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? I will, with God's help. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? I will, with God's help. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? I will, with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will, with God's help. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? I will, with God's help. Let us pray. May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. It's now time to make our offering to God. You're encouraged to make offerings to God in thanksgiving for your many blessings. If you'd like, you may make a gift to St. James through our website, stjamespotomac.org. Thank you. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the river Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Lord Jesus, we know that you are present in the Holy Sacrament. We love you above all things, and we desire to receive you into our souls. Since we cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into our hearts. We embrace you as if you were already there, and unite ourselves wholly to you. Amen.
Holy One, we ask for you to embrace the whole human family with your care, as we seek to understand, adapt, and live into the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic. We pray for those who are giving care and for all first responders. We lift to you those who are ill, and for those who are afraid or alone, and for those who have died. As you call us to love our neighbors, enable us to see the reality of racism, and free us to challenge and uproot it from our society, our world, and ourselves. Give us strength and courage to face what is to come, and guide the leaders of the nations in finding ways to work together for the good of all. Hold your church close, and grant us your wisdom, uniting us in your Son Jesus, who with the Spirit holds us all in your loving arms. Amen. We pray for those who are ill, for Kate, Josie, Isabel and Don, John, Doris, Helen and Claude, for Paul and Moira. We pray for Maureen, Chris, Mary, Anne, Larry, Sandy, Wade, and Bart. For Emily, for Wesley, Joe, and Earl. For Lisa and Sharon, Myrna and Jace. For Phyllis and her family, for Ricky and Jack. We lift to you all who have died, for Elaine Hill and Constance Smith, for the victims of racial injustice, and for those who have died of COVID-19, comfort those who mourn. We also give you thanks for those having birthdays and anniversaries this week. We thank you, God, for all of our blessings and for your presence with us during this time. Prayers of intercession and thanksgiving are welcome at this time. Mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the Jordan River, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. Amen.